Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, the chapter on the virtues of plagues. Virtues of plagues. Now this type of chapter, you won't see it in any medical journal, you won't see it in any medical file, you won't see it in anything that is Western or atheistic. Why? Because such a thing, you're talking about virtues of plagues, something that people see doom and gloom and worry and anxiety. But what our deen is teaching us, that in this also there's some benefit. You know, this also there's light. In this also there's road. Or in this also there is hope for a person. So virtues of plagues, such a beautiful topic. That in our deen, that we don't lose hope. Even when there's a plague and so many people around are passing away, we don't lose hope. In that also we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have fear. We have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That these people that are being afflicted with plagues, there's great, great, great reward for them. So we're actually happy for people that happen to go away with plagues. We don't become sad and despondent. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, At-ta'unu shahadatu kulli muslimin. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Muslims receive the rank of martyrdom for a plague. A Muslim received the rank of martyrdom for a plague. Can you imagine such a high rank a person is receiving? Because he had been afflicted in a plague. People strive and people make an effort and people make dua. But Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabiq, O Allah, grant me shahadat in your path. Here a person who passes away with a plague, Allah Pak gives him the rank of a shahadat. This is known as ukhrawi shahadat. In the akhirat, a person will be regarded as a shaheed. Such a great thing, a passing away in a plague. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ash-shuhada'u khamsatun, al-mat'unu wal-mabtunu wal-ghariqu wa sahibu al-hadmi wal-shahidu fi sabilillah. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the martyrs are of five categories. The one who dies through a plague, number one. This hadith is mentioning five. Other hadith mention other numbers, but for the purposes of this hadith, five categories of people who will be regarded as shuhada, as shaheed. The one who dies through a plague. Number two, the one who dies of a stomach ailment. Number three, the one who drowns. Number four, the one who is crushed to death by a falling wall, a building, or rocks, etc. Number five, the one who is martyred in the cause of Allah Ta'ala. Five I mentioned here, just to mention again, the one who dies through a plague, number two, the one who dies of a stomach ailment, number three, the one who drowns, number four, the one who is crushed to death by a falling wall, a building, etc., that had just fallen on him suddenly, number five, the one who is martyred in the cause of Allah Ta'ala. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, Sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ani ta'uni, فأخبرني أنه عذاب يبعثه الله على من يشاء وأن الله جعله رحمة للمؤمنين ليس من أحد يقع الطاعون فيمكث في بلده صابرا محتسبا يعلم أنه لا يصيبه إلا ما كتب الله له إلا كان له مثل أجر شهيد. هذا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates, I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم about a plague. He said, it is a type of punishment for some people which Allah Ta'ala sends on whoever He wills. Some people refers here to the unbelievers, as it is gauged from the comparative mention of believers. So here it is referring to an azab for the unbelievers. And then Allah Ta'ala made it a mercy for the believers. The person who remains in his place of residence at the time of a plague, whilst being patient and hoping for Allah's reward, and having full conviction that nothing except what Allah Ta'ala had decreed for him will afflict him, he shall receive the reward of a martyr. In other words, this person is happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not fleeing, he's not running away. That what Allah Pak has decided for me, I'm happy with it. And what will happen? He has full conviction that nothing except what Allah Ta'ala has decreed for him will afflict him, then he shall receive the reward of a martyr. This reward is for remaining in the place of the plague and abstaining from fleeing from it, even if he does not die in it. If a person dies in a plague, the reward for it is even more. If a person who dies in a plague, the reward is even more. عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الفار من الطاعون كالفار من الزحف والصابر فيه له أجر شهيد. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the person who flees from a plague is like a person who flees from the battlefield in jihad. The person who remains patiently in a plague shall receive the reward of a martyr. We learn from this that those who are caught up in a plague but remain safely in their places of residence, the reward of jihad, place of residence means a person doesn't unnecessarily just flee and run away, this person is happy for the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we did the previous hadith, full yaqeen he has that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing will afflict him, nothing will benefit him except what Allah Pak wishes for him, that this person gets the reward of a shaheed. And here this hadith is saying that people that are caught up in a plague but remain in their homes receive the reward of jihad, and jihad is the most superior of actions as regards to rewards. And one more hadith, an Ulaym al-Kindi qala kuntu ma'abi abasin al-ghifariyi ala sathin fara'a quman yatahammaloon min al-ta'oon qala ya ta'oon khudni ilayka thalatha. Ulaym al-Kindi narrates that I was with Abu Abbas al-Ghifari on a roof. So Ulaym al-Kindi is saying that I was with Abu al-Abbas al-Ghifari, and he noticed that some people were fleeing from the city. People were fleeing from the city because of the plague. From the roof now you can see what's happening. So he could see that people were fleeing away, they were leaving the city because of the plague. So now he's showing that this was the response. Look at his response, this Abu Abbas al-Ghifari. Look at his response. He said, O plague, take me to you. In other words, people are running away from you, but O plague, I'm addressing you, plague. Three times he said this, O plague, take me to you. In other words, he was desirous of being caught up by the plague, knowing the full rewards of a person that is caught up in a plague. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that yaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that conviction. When a person has this type of conviction, this type of yaqeen, that when he sees people being caught up in the plague, people passing away, he doesn't go into depression. He gets happy for them, that these people work their whole life, and Allah Pak had given them shahadat. There's so many people Allah Pak is throwing away, giving the ticket of shahadat to. So many people are receiving this boarding pass of shahadat. Allah Pak is just giving it out. Person doesn't go into depression, he gets happy for them. Yes, naturally a person loses a family member, a friend. He's sad within his heart, he feels sad. But simultaneously he feels happy for that person. That's so nice, Allah Pak had given him such a beautiful death, a death of shahadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of having conviction in the words of Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.